Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello there. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous. Doing another segment for the BGI series. In short, there is a beginner's guide for the iPhone. In this segment, I'm going to be discussing about the airplane mode. What is airplane mode, and when to use it, and why you would want to use the airplane mode. Well, the first thing we want to find out is, where can we find the airplane modes? Well, there's really three areas you can find the airplane mode, how to turn them on and off. But before I get to those three areas, I'm going to explain what airplane mode is and kind of a story behind it and what it's used for. As you would suspect, airplane mode would have something to do with airplane. And of course, that's where the history is behind us. If you have ever flown a commercial air jet, here in the States or and about in different countries, everybody's going to have different kind of rules depending on the carrier that you fly with. And obviously the countries will have various rules as well. But more times than not, you will always hear the flight attendant saying that during takeoff and landing, you probably cannot use your device. And when you're in flight at a stable altitude, they will let you go ahead and use your device. But it has to be on airplane mode. And what this basically does, when you enable the airplane mode, it disables every connectivity that has anything to do with the device and outside. So that would be like your cell services and Wi-Fi. But I'll kind of get into the Wi-Fi, why that you can still use it on airplane. But once you enable airplane mode, it disables everything. So basically, you will have no outside connection with your device. So this allows you to use your device at any time. So if I want to use it for my audiobooks and listen to my audiobooks or play a variety of games, you can do that during the air flight. And it's not just for when you're on flight somewhere out and about flying. There's a number of reasons why you would use airplane mode other than just air flight. The other thing that I can think of is that it would come in handy if you ever go on a cruise, for example. It just depends, again, on your phone carrier. For example, my carrier would charge me an arm and a leg for using data roaming outside or making a place in a phone call outside of the state. So it would be too astronomical high, and the sticker price would be pretty high for me to be able to do those things I want to do. So if I ever find myself going on a cruise, I can just turn the airplane mode on. And that will disable all my cell services so I can ensure that my device is not trying to make a connection and costing me any additional price for the end of the month with a sticker price if it comes out and I'm roaming. The third thing about the airplane mode is that if you ever find yourself in a bunch where you have 15 minutes, you got to get out the door and your phone is running pretty low on battery, and you want to do a quick charge of 15 minutes before you leave out the door, you can get the most amount of charge in a single charge of using your lightning cable when you have airplane mode. Yeah, so when you turn airplane mode on, basically, essentially, it turns off all the major things that runs in the background. And without this running, it will allow you to charge up faster and give you more charge power. So if I were to take 15 minutes without the airplane mode and 15 minutes with the airplane mode on, airplane mode would be surpass what I can do in a charge if I had the airplane mode off. So keeping it on and getting a quick charge, you'll be able to do that as well. So if you need a quick charge, turn on airplane mode. And of course, when you're in airplane mode, there is a con to this, so there's a catch-22. And that is, anytime that you have the airplane mode on, you are essentially disconnected from everything, as I mentioned before. So you're not going to be able to access your emails or receive texts or get any phone calls during this time. So remember that when you have the airplane mode on. With the exception that you can turn Wi-Fi on, which I'll get to in a few minutes. All right, so now I have explained what airplane mode is. I'm going to show you what I have on my status bar, so you can give an idea when I enable airplane mode what happens, essentially when I say it disables everything connected to this device. Okay, I'm going to go at the top left of my device here, which is my status bar, and it will be my cell reception.
Mail, one unready, AT&T Wi-Fi network. 2 of 5 bars. Signal strength.
Okay.
Status bar item.
So at right now,
swipe down with 3 fingers to reveal the notification center.
It is connected to my cell tower, and right now it has 2 of 5 bars connected to the cell tower. So you have your cell reception here, so that right now I'm using that for receiving phone calls and such like that. So that's why that is connected. And I could be wrong, but I think that also will be connected to my text messages. If somebody were to send me a text message, it comes through that as well. And as I swipe, that was the very far left. Now, if I swipe to the right of the status bar,
AT&T Wi-Fi.
As you can hear, my carrier is AT&T, so this is where your carrier will come in here. So yours might be Verizon, Sprint, or T-Mobile, or if you're in a different country, your provider will be there. So you're not going to essentially hear AT&T like mine. It'll be your carrier. Now, to the right of this,
3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars.
That is your Wi-Fi bar. So I'm at home, obviously, and it's connected to my Wi-Fi, so I don't use any of my cell data itself. So I'm not, if I connect to, say, using Safari or my apps that use internet connection, it'll go through my Wi-Fi, obviously, because the Wi-Fi is connected on, okay? So we have our cell, we have a Wi-Fi, and I keep going to the right.
VPN on.
I have my VPN on, which is a, that is a security, gives me a privacy so nobody can snoop on my transmission in and out, whether that's through cell data or Wi-Fi. So that is on.
4:50 p.m. Time. Do not disturb. Status bar item.
Do not disturb.
Orientation locked.
And
status bar item.
Thing.
Location tracking on.
My location services is on. That means that anything that's running in the background that's always using my location services is on.
Bluetooth on.
And then there's my Bluetooth. So Bluetooth is also enabled. Okay, so there are all sorts of things that I've done in the status bar. Now I'm going to show you what the status bar looks like when I turn the airplane mode on. Okay, as you can remember, there were 3 different ways that you can implement the airplane mode. The first one is out of the control center. That's probably one of the easiest way, and how I usually initiate the airplane mode myself is through the control center. To access the control center, you just tap the top toward the top middle where you have your clock.
4:51 p.m. Status bar item.
And then I'm going to do a 3-finger swipe up.
Control center. Airplane mode.
Okay. So as
double
you can
tap
hear,
toggle setting.
My control center is now up, and the first thing that comes up is airplane mode, and it's set to off. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this.
On.
And now airplane mode is on. Okay, so I'll hit the home button. Go back to the main homepage of my phone. All right, so let's go up to the status bar and see what happens. I'm going to go to the top left.
Mail. One on. Airplane mode on. Status bar item.
So you will hear that the airplane mode is now on. So airplane mode is at the top left, and as I swipe to the right.
4:52 p.m.
Now, as you notice, it went straight to the time. So my cell and my Wi-Fi is now turned off. They're gone. That means you have no connection to the Wi-Fi or cell. And I go to the right.
Do not disturb. Orientation locked. Region tracking on. Status bar item.
Okay. So
swipe down with 3 fingers.
The location services has been kind of sort of disabled and been limited.
76% battery
and it
power.
Also had gotten rid of my Bluetooth. So essentially, it turns off anything and everything. So we're talking about cell, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and all those VPN, all the things I mentioned before. This is when you are now totally off the grid. So your device is now to yourself, and you can only access the things on the phone itself and on the device. So the audiobooks have to be on there. You can't stream anything. You can't use Safari or anything like that. So that's what airplane mode essentially is for. You know, the other option of the tips is also the 3 ideas I had what airplane mode can be used for. As I'm thinking about it, if you were ever crunched in a spot where you are running low on battery and you need to stretch as much as you can, you don't really need the cell or texting or email of any of that sort, you can always turn airplane mode on, and that's going to extend your battery life dramatically. It will increase how much more time you can use your phone. So that's another option why you would use an airplane mode, okay? All right, so now the airplane mode is on and everything has been disabled. I'm going to show you a couple of things. Now, the other 2 ways I showed you, now I showed you the control center. The second option, obviously, is to use Siri. So I'm going to tell Siri to turn airplane mode off. So I'm going to go ahead and hold down the home button. I think. Let's try that again. Oh, you know what? You can't use Siri because, and I'm glad you hear that in the podcast, because Siri uses internet. You have to have internet connection for Siri to work, so Siri isn't going to work when airplane mode is on. However, I can use Siri to turn off airplane mode. So let's go find the third option, and then I'll show you how to use Siri, okay? The third option is through settings. Settings is the Apple settings you will find somewhere on your dashboard. Find my settings.
Listen button.
Okay.
Settings.
There it is.
Double tap to open.
I'm going to double tap open my settings.
Settings.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
Settings. Airplane mode on.
Okay, so airplane mode is on. I'm going to go ahead and double tap to back this to on. Okay, so now it's off. Now airplane mode is off, and what happens when you tell airplane mode to be turned off? It means it will automatically reconnect to everything. So everything I have should reappear. So my cell services.
AT&T network. Status bar item. AT&T network. 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars.
Okay, there's my Wi-Fi bar. And it's taking a few seconds to reconnect to my cell. So everything is slowly but surely coming back online. So I instantaneously got my Wi-Fi to come back up.
AT&T network. 3 of 5 bars.
And there it is. So now you got your cell reception. Your Wi-Fi comes on automatically. Now I'll show you how to use the Siri. Let's try the Siri again. Turn off airplane mode.
Airplane mode is already off.
It's already off. I want to turn it on. That's what I want to do. Turn on airplane mode.
I will stop working if you turn airplane mode on. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, I turned on airplane mode.
All right, so that's pretty self-explanatory there. So obviously Siri won't work without the internet connection. So that's a good lesson for me and you, so as you can hear in this podcast. All right, so airplane mode back is on again. So I have no cell reception, no Wi-Fi, no VPN, no Bluetooth. Now, once airplane mode is on, doesn't mean you can't enable Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. You still can. Basically, what we can do under settings where the airplane mode is set to on now.
Listen button.
So let's go back
double
to settings here and check here.
Display and brightness. Settings.
Okay.
Search field. Airplane mode. On.
Okay, so airplane mode is on, and I'm in settings right now. And as I swipe to the right,
Wi-Fi off button.
Wi-Fi is turned off. Now, obviously, you probably know if you're on a commercial flight, some of the airlines, it depends on the carrier, you'll have to check. Not all flights have Wi-Fi. Some of them are paid, some of them are free. Even some bus services that you take will have that, train services, and things like that. It just depends, so you'll have to talk to somebody that that works for them and ask them about if they have Wi-Fi access. So let's just say we're in a plane, we have been on here, and we want to connect to Wi-Fi. You can just double tap on Wi-Fi to
Wi-Fi.
Turn it on.
Settings. Back button. Wi-Fi. Heading.
And
Wi-Fi. Off.
I'm going to turn that on. Okay, so Wi-Fi should now be on, but airplane mode is still intact. So let's see what happens on the status bar now when I go to the top left.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars.
Okay.
At 2T9R99.
Now we're here that I got 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars, so I got good cell Wi-Fi reception. Now, when I go to the left,
airplane mode on.
Airplane is still on. So that means that you cannot place a phone call via your cell provider, nor can you use any cell data. So you essentially have to use anything and everything through Wi-Fi itself. So this is how you connect to Wi-Fi through airplane mode. So you still respect the rules and laws that they have on the aircraft flight that where you must enable airplane mode on. So basically, they just don't want any interference from the cell part to interfere with electronics of the aircraft or whatever that might be for reasoning why they turn this off. So anytime you can turn on Wi-Fi, and I'm going to show you something else here. I'm going to go back here.
Settings. Back button.
Top left on. Is back. And I showed you the Wi-Fi. Now let's go down to Bluetooth.
Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Off button.
And you can now turn Bluetooth on as well. So if you want to double tap this and enable Bluetooth, you can go ahead and double tap this.
Settings.
And swipe to the right.
Bluetooth. Heading. Bluetooth. Off.
And I'll double tap on that. And Bluetooth
on.
It's now enabled. So this way you can use your Bluetooth headphones or you can use your Bluetooth keyboard. And so you can just do tippity tap, tap, tap and be able to use anything that you want to do that you can do with through the Wi-Fi with Bluetooth. Or even without the Wi-Fi, you can actually use your Bluetooth headphones if you want to listen to your audiobooks. If you don't have any Wi-Fi connection, so it works either way. You do not need Wi-Fi connection to use Bluetooth. Bluetooth can be used at any time. Now, there will be different segments on the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth to go in more details what those are and how to set those up and what to do with them. Okay, but in this segment, we'll be talking about just the airplane mode. So I'm going to go back to the top left.
Settings. Back button. On.
And because
on.
I have Wi-Fi connection.
Cellular.
I can actually go down to my
personal hotspot,
my VPN,
off,
and turn on my
on.
VPN. And now I should essentially have everything I want except for cell data. So at the top status bar now.
AT&T Wi-Fi airplane mode on.
So the airplane mode is on.
AT&T Wi-Fi network.
So
status bar item.
It tells me I am now on the Wi-Fi.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars.
3 of 5.
VPN on.
My VPN is back on.
5 p.m. Do not disturb. Orientation lock. Region tracking on. Status Bluetooth on.
And Bluetooth is now back on.
Swipe
okay,
down
so
with 3 fingers to
for the most part, everything has returned, so you can use those things still with airplane mode on and off. All right, now I showed you how to do that through Siri, and I showed you how to do that through settings, and also showed you through Control Center. Okay, so those are what airplane mode is, how to use it, why you would use it, and things like that. So I hope that is very helpful for you. And so that is going to be it for airplane mode. My name is Thomas Dunville, also known as Anonymous. Until for my next segment for the BGI, I'll see you later and goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.